Soul Stirrers with Toiling On, closing down our gospel set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you're listening. And before that, maybe Maggie from Michigan recognized her own band, All String Is Considered, do I'll Meet You in Church on Sunday Morning, from Better Than It Sounds, the record they put out in 2019. And we open up with the Blue Sky Boys from the 1940s doing S-A-V-E-D. Yeah, we still had time for our gospel set, didn't we? I am Amanda Richard, thanking you all so much for having tuned in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are. You can always drop me a line, Amanda Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Hey, everybody, be well. Stay safe. Be kind to each other, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to. I'll see you again next week on the radio.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Courts in session.
Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Hi, this is Barry Williams. I'm Greg on Paramount Television's The Brady Bunch. All six of us Brady kids.
Maureen McCormick, Christopher Knight, Eve Plum, Mike Lukenland, Susan Nelson.
And me, Barry Williams, have put it all together. We're now the Brady Bunch singing group. We got a sound we hope you'll like. And we're making our debut on the Do-Re-Mi episode of The Brady Bunch, which airs Friday, January 14th over ABC TV. We're sending you the special advance copy, and we hope you'll enjoy it. Ready, gang?
Go, 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 go monster eats and burps.
Oh, Listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
Hello, it's Dr. Anomia, and welcome to another wonderful edition of Wound Liquor, your very own program of the healing arts. And today we're going to talk about the Neanderthals. You know, that's our very, 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 very distant ancestors. Well, you know, I mean, there's controversy. Some think it's a subset of the hominids, the Homo sapiens, that kind of just died out and somehow intermarried with humans. And there we go. You know, and others will say, you know, these are 500,000 years ago our ancestors. And, you know, they, well, actually they apparently died out around 40,000 years ago. But it's interesting because folks who've had DNA testing, have strangely discovered that they have Neanderthal ancestry. Now, that would make sense because the Neanderthals, I think they pronounce it Neanderthal in the Netherlands. Had primitive relations with the human beings, the Homo sapiens. So I'm thinking that just like Tourette syndrome, which was appreciated as a force in society, as a diagnosis, if you will, it used to be, like 0.1% of people have Tourette's. They found that a lot more folks had Tourette's. So I'm thinking that it's probably true that a lot more people have Neanderthal blood and genetic materials. And so it comes to mind that, you know, these proto-humans, I mean, you know, maybe we should all kind of tender the Neanderthal. Everybody's going primitive anyway. I mean, you know, it's sort of like the thing to be nowadays, you know, proto-human. And, it's sort of like very comfortable because that way you can just meet every need. You don't have to, you know, worry about any kind of religious dogma or aspire to any kind of actualized self. All that stuff, you know, you could just act out and take what you want and be very happy about it. You know, be very happy about it. So it's something that we should not turn our backs on because it's becoming more and more apparent that the proto-humans are go. Proto-humans are go. You know, we have spent so much time overthinking this. By the very fact, thinking and overthinking, and we have got given short shrift to our Neanderthal side. All right, so I teasingly coined this episode of Wound Liquor to be Neanderthals with whistles. Okay, make a ruckus, make some noise, Neanderthals. You have the royal. Well, not so royal, the base Neanderthal blood. Neanderthal blood. And I want to tell you, I've run into some. I mean, I'm sure you have. I mean, usually, yeah, look at it. I mean, you get cut off in traffic, road rage, people just being rude to you and mocking you and kind of assuming that they know what you're about and that you are on the wrong course and you're going to be damned and that you are, some sort of snowflake or something, you know, when you should be a urinal cake. The urinal cake is go. Proto-humans are go. So anyway, enough. I want to tell you, beyond that, an interesting story about somebody that I went to, I was in college with and kind of went down this road, a sociology student, and strangely enough, I mean, at that point in time, it wasn't really good to explore your inner beast, as it were. And actually, he wasn't channeling his Neanderthal side. He was experimenting with what it would be like to be a dog. And interesting, he he was a sociology student that I kind of casually knew from a class I took, and he had put on the bulletin board a flyer that he was selling his records, and I was most interested. So we were friends kind of in class. I mean, we talked to each other, and he told me about it as well, that, you know, it was he who had put the sign up. And so he got my interest, and actually it took some weeks because of just finals and, well, midterms and things going on. But I ended up going to his apartment, and when he opened the door, he was on all fours, and oh my gosh, I mean, there, it was really bad. I mean, there was all these records. I could see them plainly, I guess, what would be his living room, and all about the carpet were mounds of poo-poo. Yeah, really. And he was like barking. I mean, it was sort of intermixed, barking and talking and, trying his very, very hardest to be a dog. And I mean, the room stank. It really stank. And I mean, this must have been going on for some time because the mounds looked, you know, from some angles, you know, as if they were all dried and others were steamingly hot and fresh. And so... I told him I would come back, you know, and As I made to leave, he made to sniff my butt. I did not like that, and I ran off. What I heard later, because he didn't show up in class, was that he got 302'd, which is parlance in psychiatry for being committed. So it was very sad and very shocking, but I have to think this bold and noble experiment in looking at the bestial side. Now, granted, I mean, we're not dogs, but still, he had the temerity and the vision to explore his bestial side. So, anyway, I leave you with that, and we continue.
This song is by Ray Wiley Hubbard.
He was born in Oklahoma, and his wife's name's Betty Lou Thelma Liz. He's not responsible for what he's doing, 'cause his mother made him what he is. And it's up against the wall, redneck mother.
Sango with KT for guidance through the universe of vibrations. We will be your shepherds. Sango, Thursdays at 7 p.m. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Between the cushions, loose change, stale popcorn, hair ties, and so many crumbs. But the real treasure, the music you'll find on Between the Cushions. Join us on WRCT for an hour of unexpected and unknown tracks. Tune in, kick back, and let the music take you somewhere new.
Trip to ice house, quick trip to ice house. Above Mount Ah, breathe WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Charlie, it's me again. Tried to phone up. I work second shift. I'm up until 5 in the morning every day. Please call me. Girl, I miss you guys. Please call me. Guys, you're the first one since my dad passed. I'm the family to call me. Please. Please. Bye. Charlie, it's me again. Tried to phone up. I work second shift. I'm up until 5 in the morning every day. Please call me. Girl, I'll text you guys. Please call me. Guys, you're the first one since my dad passed. I'm the family to call me. Please. Please.
That you need to develop. Before we go on, now is a good time to stop and analyze your own way of thinking. Artistic.
Visionary ideas. Create reality out of fantasy.
Being productive. Illusion. Apprehensive. Suspicious.
Walk backwards.
Now that you know how to use your body, let's see if you can use your imagination too.
machines. Machines. People do this. People follow like sheep.
Hey, you. Sounds like someone's messing with your mind. Messing with people's mind. Stop right there.
Too dull.
guy told him he was dull, that he didn't have any personality.
And he believed him? That's silly.
Well, it just goes to show you, if you aren't too careful of what you say, you can sure hurt somebody's feelings.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Well, how would you like to be the fourth guy asked to a party? I don't care if I go or not. Let's face it, I'm dumb. Too dumb. Too dumb. Too dumb. Too dumb. Too dumb. Too dumb. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the dumbest one of all?
What's the matter, Peter?
Nothing.
Then why are you sitting by yourself? That's what you did at Jane's party last week.
I don't want to ruin everybody's fun. I don't want to ruin everybody's fun.
Too dull. Too dull. You're not dull. I think you're very nice.
You're just saying that.
I am not. And if you don't believe me, ask somebody else. Hey, Judy, come here. What's up? Peter thinks he's dull.
Peter dull. That's silly.
That's what I said, too.
Hey, what's going on?
Peter says he's dull. Isn't that ridiculous?
It sure is. I'm so dull, I'm almost invisible.
Too dull. Too dull. Too dull.
Stop moping around.
Too dull. Too dull.
Come on, Pete, you're not dull.
Too dull.
I don't want to talk about it.
Too dull.
I don't want to ruin everybody's fun.
Too dull. Too dull. Too dull.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WRCT Pittsburgh.